Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
The sideline reporter for Army football, Tony. What is it? Tony, what? How do you say your last name? I didn't hear my producer, and I want to say it wrong.
Marino. It's like the Miami Dolphin, okay. But I'm M.O.
Great.
Say it, Marino.
I've been saying it that way the whole show. I didn't want to get it wrong with you on the line now. First of all, thank you for joining us here in Portland, man. I know you're busy. Just can you do me a big favor? I love watching this game. I think a lot of our listeners do. Paint a picture with your words of what it's like on a game day at Army Navy.
You know, here's what I'll say to you. So this is going to be my 20th game this year covering the game. This is my ninth season here as the sideline reporter. I can tell you that every year when I cover this game and they have the flyover, the hair on the back of my neck sticks up. Every single year, I know it's coming. After the first one, I knew it was coming. That is what the excitement is. Just walking on the field in the pregame. You know, I get down there probably about an hour and a half before kickoff that I go down to the field just to kind of take my perch and take my walk around. And just at that point, there's electricity there. And just to describe it, and I know you guys have the rivalries out there, Oregon State, of course, and there's these other rivalries, and I've been in baseball stadium for Yankees, Red Sox in a game seven. It's so much different because every guy on that field, and I'm stealing somebody's quote here, but every guy on that field is willing to die for everybody on the field and everybody in the stands. And that's what they signed up for. And that's what truly makes it amazing.
Yeah, you just gave me goosebumps saying that right there. Tony Marino, the sideline reporter for Army, is joining us now, kind of just previewing this matchup. You know, there's so much that goes into a rivalry game. As you mentioned, we have them out here. And, you know, some years they can be duds. And other years you get surprise games if a team's not very good. Are we going to have that this year, in your opinion? Army is just having a sensational season. They almost won that Oklahoma game. I believe they're 9-2 on the year. And Navy's not very good. Navy has not had a good season. I know Army's won the last two matchups, but they've been very close. And how are you feeling about this year's?
You know, I expect another close game. I mean, last year, you think about it, if Mooring's field goal doesn't kick to the left a little bit, Navy's walking off there. And for the most part, Navy had, you know, had played at least close, if not, you know, 60-40. I think you could say that it was in favor of Navy in that game as far as the play. And I know Navy's record shows 3-9 this year, and the old adage, old cliche, you know, they'll throw the records out the window. But I do expect a close game here. I mean, you even look down the stretch. You know, if you want to point to the negatives of Army, you look at their last, you know, their games against FCS opponents, maybe closer than people thought they should be, even though Colgate's a very good team, obviously moving on in the FCS playoffs. You know, Lafayette, they didn't win by what they were supposed to win by. So maybe it's been a while. You're looking for a couple of chinks in the armor. So if you're going that route, I think we're going to see a close game. Each team wants to possess the football. Each team wants to defensively, they're going to try and turn each other over. And if none of that happens, you're going to be staring at a close game with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Is it going to snow for this one? Because I remember that snow game, and it just, as much as I love what that game means and how emotional it is for so many people, I feel like it's almost more fitting if there's snow going on.
The bad news is there won't be any snow this year. At least that's what the forecasters say. But you know about the weather forecasters. The best ones in the business are like baseball players. They're highest paid if they get it right 30% of the time. But they're not calling for any snow tomorrow. Last year was just, as you said, it was awesome. The white 10th Mountain Division unis for the Black Knights, and even that metallic blue for Navy. It was picture perfect, if you will. But no snow tomorrow. The temperatures will be probably around, you know, game time will be in the mid to low 30s. And then as we get on to the late in the game, I'm guessing the temperature will be probably under 30 degrees. We're playing, but they're calling for sunny skies.
Yeah. Tony Marino, the sideline reporter for Army, is our guest. He is live in Philly. They're playing at Lincoln Financial Field. Army-Navy playing for the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. We'll see what happens. This is the 119th meeting between these two programs. And I'm just so fascinated by the history of rivalries, and then you add the fact that it's Navy and it's Army and what that means for our country. You know, with something like this, you mentioned about the flyover, how you still get goosebumps. Is that your favorite part of it, or how much do you enjoy the end when they start singing and everybody is just with each other? I mean, what is it like for somebody like yourself who is, you're seeing it, you're down there on the field. Is the beginning the best time for you? Do you enjoy the end? How do you view it that way?
I think the best time for me personally is that pregame when the parachuters are coming in and the pageantry that takes place before the game. I mean, I've been in the stadium with the presidents there. George W. Bush was in for when he was there, was there for Barack Obama when we were down in D.C. a few years ago. President Trump was there this was, I think, his president-elect year. So that was the year that we broke the streak in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And the pageantry and the honor that's in the, you know, just the dignitaries that are in the stadium. That, to me, it's all of that that's the favorite part. But the flyover, I think, if I either get it to one moment, that's the moment, because it still gets me.
Well, who's responsible? I've always been curious about this, because you've seen the last few years, they come out and they have these kind of different jerseys and helmets specifically for this game. Who are the people responsible coming up with these concepts? I saw Army's unis, and they are badass, black and red, coming out and honoring their history. Who comes up with the concepts of all that?
So there is I'll give you a couple names, because I know that they have a say in them. Nick Giederman, who's the equipment manager for Army, he's just awesome. I know that he has something to do with it. There's Mike Richards, who also works in the athletic department. He has something to do with it. There's a lot of names, but 1st Infantry Division is who they're honoring this year. Last year was the 10th Mountain Division, and they work with Nike. So Nike's got, you know, probably the best designers in the world. And on the Navy side, they actually work with Under Armour. So it's a little bit of a competition every year, but as you know, I'm a little biased. I think Army's kicked some butt the past couple of years, not only in the game, but also with the uniforms. They are awesome this year. In fact, it was nice. They sent me one of these pullovers with the black line representing the 1st Infantry Division. It arrived at my house on Monday. I was like a little, ripping open that package like a little kid on Christmas morning. It was awesome.
Well, how emotional too, Tony, what's it like? You know, you mentioned the pregame festivities. How emotional are the players? You know, walking back and forth between seeing the midshipmen getting ready in the Black Knights. How emotional or charged up are they in this one versus what you see throughout the whole season?
There's definitely a different look to them. There's an intensity out there, and that's with the Army side, it's an intensity that comes from their coach, Jeff Munkin, and they're more intense under him than I've seen in previous coaches, and it's an intensity just to make sure that they're doing everything. They want to be perfect out there in a pregame, and you can see that intensity in their eye. And what I'll tell you is when you really see the true meaning is when you sit there and you watch at the end of the game, when all the emotion has been let out as far as the intensity emotion, and then you see the tears going down the face on the winning side and the losing side as they're singing their alma mater. I mean, that is the level of intensity that they've been at since they played their last regular season game until the clock strikes zero on this Army-Navy game, and it all lets out, and the emotion just comes pouring down, and that's a tremendous sight to see as well. And that's one that I remember from my first game, which was at the Old Vet here in Philly, was at the end of that game, and just the emotion from both sides and watching the tears run down the faces of both players, and it's truly special to watch.
Yeah, I was reading that, I'll get you out here on this one, Tony, I was reading that you guys are going to be doing this game, I believe, in 2021 at MetLife Stadium, so you'll be moving away from Philly. Would you like it to stay in one location? Do you think it's better, or does it not matter? You just move it wherever you go. I know the rivalry is never going to change what it is, but just in terms of the venue, of what it means to be in one place versus maybe traveling to a couple different stadiums here and there throughout the years.
You know, I definitely, Philly's my favorite. I didn't mind going to Baltimore, especially when we broke the streak 2 years ago. MetLife to me is going to be different. Now, I did have the chance to cover at the old Giants Stadium. That might have been maybe my third or fourth year. I forget the last time we played there. I don't have it in front of me. But at the old Giants Stadium. And it was definitely, to me, it wasn't the same feeling. So it's going to be interesting in 2021 to go back. For me, I'll be sleeping in my own bed that night. So I won't be hanging out in the city and get that same vibe to it. I like it in Philly. Don't mind it in Baltimore. I guess you're asking me, I'd rather be in Philly every year, because even just walking in the hotel here tonight, we were just down along Radio Row here, down here in the convention center. There's just a feeling that Philly has that there wasn't in Baltimore, and definitely not in the Meadowlands, so long ago.
There we go. Tony Marino, the sideline reporter for Army football, Army-Navy tomorrow, the 119th matchup. Army has won two straight Commander-in-Chief trophies. We'll see if they can get it yet again. They're 9-2 on the year, having a phenomenal season. Navy's struggling, but as Tony mentioned, it's a rivalry, so he expects a close game. Tony, you did a wonderful job kind of painting a picture for us listeners. And thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time, and have a great time yet again at your 20th one.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Go Army, beat Navy.